Welcome to Lab 3 in our series of Enterprise Mobility Suite labs. Lab 3 is Configure Email Profiles. Once you've started your lab, you will see, as usual, the objectives and the scenario and explanations that we'll be using iOS, Windows and Android devices, and that even though you may not have them, it's still worthwhile going through the whole lab and setting them up in Microsoft Intune, and then just deploying the one that you want in either iOS, Windows or Android. If you're lucky enough to have all three, you can use all three. First exercise is to configure an email profile policy. We're going to do this for Android, iOS and Windows in turn. As usual, I'm going to remove the instructions so we've got a better screen. 51 lab instructions for this set. So the first thing to do is to log on as usual. Paste the password in. Again, I'm going to open Internet Explorer because I'm going to be signing into Intune, and Internet Explorer supports Silverlight, and Intune currently requires Silverlight. So I'm going to sign into Intune with the admin account used to create your Enterprise Mobility Suite trial. So that's admin at whatever your domain name is on Microsoft.com. So mine is admin at edbcontoso.onmicrosoft.com. Default password given in the instructions. And the first thing I'm going to do is go to the policy section on the left-hand side and choose configuration policies. So policy. Configuration policies. You can see I've already got the three policies I set for the Windows 10, iOS and Android policies, which is the ones I used in the last lab series to set up passwords and password complexity. So I'm going to add a policy, and it's going to be the Android policy first, and it's going to be email profile Samsung Knox standard 4 and later. I'm going to make sure policy is create and deploy and create policy. I'm going to name it email profile for Android. And again, if you click down here, we have a list, so I now need to deploy the rest of these items. So in the host, it needs to be outlook.office365.com. Account name is going to be Contoso email. It'll be user principal name and primary SMTP address, and it'll be username and password as authentication. I'm going to keep 2 weeks worth, and the sync schedule is going to be based on my usage. And I'm going to select all the content types to synchronize, and then save my policy. Click yes, and again I have to choose who I'm going to deploy it to, and I'm going to deploy it to Intune users, and click OK. That's the first policy. I have two more to do. Second one is going to be iOS, email profile iOS 7.1 and later. Make sure I'm selected for create and deploy. This one's going to be email policy iOS. And again, I need to click the light bulb there and choose. All the same settings. Again, user principal name, primary SMTP, username and password. And this time I'm just going to choose 3 days, which is the default, and accept the remaining options and save the policy. Again, I need to choose who I'm going to deploy it to, and I'm going to deploy it to Intune users and click OK. Final policy, I'm going to create a new policy under Windows, and it's going to be email profile, Windows 8 phone and later. Create policy. It's going to be email profile, Windows. Phone. And scroll down. Host is still going to be outlook.office365.com, Contoso email, again, user principal name, primary SMTP, and there's no option, even though it says an authentication method, there's no option for authentication for Windows Phone because that is done by default. And I'm going to choose based on my usage and select all of those and click Save Policy. Again, we're going to deploy this to our Intune users. And there we have all three different email policies with the same sort of settings for iOS, Android and Windows Phone. The next step is to verify the deployment to the iOS device. There are screenshots in each of the sections here that would verify it's been done. So if you don't have a device, you can step through all the steps showing what would happen if you had an iOS device. Some of these settings do take a fair while to come up, so if you are using an iOS device, it may take a few minutes for it to work. And here we have the same situation with verifying the Android device. Always deploying the company portal. And then enrolling the device. And there's the test email. Finally, we're going to enroll our Windows Phone with Intune. So this is Windows 8, or Windows Phone 8. So we go to our workplace, enter our credentials. Get signed in. Contoso email will be there. Put your username and password in. enrolment will appear. And there's the test email. So the next step is to remove those email profile targets because later labs could conflict with what we're about to do. So we go to the policy, configuration policies. We choose the Windows Phone, email Windows Phone, manage deployment. So Intune users remove and click OK. So I go to the iOS one, manage deployment, remove Intune and OK. And then the Android, manage deployment, remove the Intune users and OK. So I've still got the policies, but they're currently not targeted at anyone. And then if you have added any of your devices to Intune management, rather than just do what I did, which is go through the steps, this is how we now remove them. So, under the groups, under the types of devices, you retire the device. And on the iOS and the Android devices, you just remove the company portal and you will automatically be removed. Under groups, under all mobile devices, under Exchange Active Sync managed devices, if we have any devices in there, we need to retire or wipe those, but we don't have any because I've already removed them. And that is the end of Lab 3.